pounds part.
And his breath always smells like a sweet breeze blowing through an orchard of gumdrop trees.
The only force strong enough to affect global weather.
Hey, it's food or shelter, not both.
Bringing people together, not blowing them apart.
It's just wind escaping.
That's a fart in a stiff wind.
Fritz Thomas joining us next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The government is gearing up to respond to Hurricane Dorian's arrival along Florida's eastern shore.
The acting director of FEMA, Pete Gaynor, says FEMA is well prepared for Dorian.
We have enough money for recovery from the 2017 and 18 disaster seasons and enough resources for this season. We're not worried about it here at FEMA.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency on Wednesday while urging residents to exercise caution.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. President Trump officially launching the Pentagon's new Space Command at a White House ceremony today. It will oversee the president's proposed Space Force. Big gains on Wall Street today as China eases concerns about escalating the trade war. China Dow gaining 326, Trump the S&P 36 points higher, the NASDAQ up 116.
Fox,
America is listening to Fox News.
You really are. You really suck. You are part of the problem.
We're gonna get a hurricane. This ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
It's coming up the coast. You should not wait
to evacuate unless you're insane.
'Cause we're gonna get a hurricane.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to talk about this afternoon. In our opening segment, we're going to actually have two of our superstars back-to-back, Rich Thomas and Brett McDonald. So at 4:04...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family-owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
And here he is, Rich Thomas. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. So we've been enjoying a pretty nice break, right? You know, with the lower humidity that you could really feel. I mean,
amazing day.
Sure, we got into the low 90s today, but it definitely lower humidity. And that morning was just really nice. And tonight will be a great night for Broadway Under the Stars.
Perfect.
Having said that, you may have heard that... you know, the situation with this hurricane named Dorian is becoming more distressing all the time, especially for our friends in Florida. The National Hurricane Center new advisory cone, hasn't changed much from the 9:30 a.m. cone that came out, in that it has a intensifying Category 4 hurricane approaching the coast of Florida on... Actually, it's got it now. It slowed it up a little bit. Looks like it's going to be more like towards, late Monday into Tuesday. But there are some computer models out there, some computer models that we really, really respect. One of them is called the Euro. You've heard us talk about
yes.
The GFS and the Euro. Well, the Euro that came out about 2 o'clock this afternoon was particularly disturbing. What it does is bring an extremely powerful hurricane to South Florida, and I'm talking about, let's say, Fort Lauderdale, sort of around, right around there, and it really slows it down. It doesn't bring it in until perhaps maybe even Wednesday. So it really slows it down. Then it turns it straight north and all the way up the east coast of Florida, the spine of Florida, in a frightening scenario. That would just rake the entire coast and then into South Georgia. And it does that all day, Wednesday and Thursday. So you never hang your hat on one model run because model runs keep coming at us and things change. But When the euro does that, and that's a significant change from the last trend, from the last model run, it gets your attention. Mm. So people are listening, are wondering, what does it mean to us? Well, on that particular scenario I just mentioned, nothing. It would not do anything for Alabama. But there are outlier models. There are other models that take it into the northeastern Gulf of Mexico. One of them is called the H-Wharf, and the H-Wharf was very good with Hurricane Michael. It nailed Michael. Mm. So we noticed that, and we take note of these model trends. So there's a lot we're going to have to watch over the next few days. Here's the main message. The timetable has slowed down. The intensity seems to be increasing. We're going to have a potentially catastrophic Category 4 hurricane on the United States coastline over the next few days, perhaps as early as Monday, maybe towards later on Monday into Tuesday.
I happen to catch, you like Joe Bastardi, right?
I've learned a lot from Joe Bastardi over the years. Yep. Yeah,
he's down with that scenario with the Fort Lauderdale West Palm landfall, and then this scenario described it to the listeners where it has a huge impact there, and then goes north, and it's West Palm, Jupiter, Stuart, Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville into southeastern Georgia, and that could be. You know, if it maintains strength, part of it may be over water, so it could kind of hold it together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be certainly a worst-case scenario for the state of Florida, for the United States. And is Alabama off the table, the idea of something happening that would change this? No, absolutely not. And here's one of the controlling factors. There's an upper-level ridge to the north. Why is this storm not making the big curve that most of them do? Just like Hurricane Andrew in 1992, it can't because there's a roadblock. There's a upper high above it. Now, will that upper high get a little weaker and allow this storm to move northeast into Georgia like the models are suggesting? Or will that become even stronger and then turn the system to the west, which would be bad for us.
Yeah, because that would put it in the Gulf, kind of like Katrina.
Exactly.
And you know, so, Katrina was.
Am I nervous? A little. Yeah. Sure.
Because you care.
I do care.
Now, I just to update my travel plans.
I think now, as the storm continues to slow down, your travel plans are now in jeopardy.
Well, I'm going to sneak in, and here's how I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm going to, instead of taking I-10 all the way to 75, which would put me much further east and closer to any storm activity,
right.
I'm going to take 27 down the west side of the state, which put me on the perimeter of the worst weather, and then I could still sneak in on Highway 8.
I understand what you're saying, but if this thing slows down any further, that could change your potential plans.
Merry Christmas.
Ah. All right, guys, that's the latest on Dorian.
Oh, one other thing.
Yes.
You know, government agencies kind of tip their hands about what they know or what they really think will happen because, you know, they're protecting the crawler at Cocoa Beach
on the Space Coast.
Yeah.
They've gone into what's called the HCON 4 mode down there. The potential situation on the Space Coast is ugly.
But Janelle tells me, as of now, that there are no preemptive plans taking place at the zoo.
No, and here's why. Because we're still 4 to 5 days out, and every model run is different. So, we're not going to see any significant changes yet.
Rich, thank you for taking the time, and who knows what we'll find out, but first thing tomorrow morning, right after 6.
All right. Good to talk to you, Greg, and we'll have more in the morning, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And Kathy, good afternoon to you.
Hi. Good afternoon, Greg and Joey and all of Montgomery.
And Terry Adams.
Terry Adams. Hello.
Hi.
Anyhow, you didn't know what to wear for a hurricane?
Well,
this would be...
What? Go ahead.
This would be a good time to get out your shower curtain dress.
Ooh.
Like the one Hillary's wearing in that photo on my Facebook page?
Yes, right.
My shower curtain's clear, though.
So. Yeah, mine too.
Well, that'll keep you dry anyhow.
We have a glass door, so we don't need a shower curtain.
It'd be hard for you to wear.
But do you believe that? Look at her ankles in that picture.
I don't want to look at her ankles in that picture. That's disgusting.
It doesn't look healthy.
No, it doesn't.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Kathy.
Keep up the good work.
We'll do our
best. Enjoy listening to you.
And ironically, this show was born as Katrina was making landfall 14 years ago today. I would love to hear, like, Charles, Mr. Trump on. I would love to hear from some of the people that called this show 14 years ago. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Mike, if you're listening, you know I'm talking to you, and I know it's been a long time since you've called, but you're my buddy, and people will recognize your voice if you touch base with us. So, just to recap the afternoon, Dorian may or may not affect us, but it could become the big news story next week. And who wants to start a pool on how quick the squad and these other goofballs will start, you know, blaming global warming and climate change?
They haven't already. No, it's already happening.
Yeah.
Because this has never happened before.
Right.
These dumb, ignorant son of a guns.
Why have they not fixed the levees in New Orleans yet? You know it's going to happen again.
Oh, it will. It's inevitable.
I don't understand.
Why they just didn't pave over that and fill in that whole place is beyond me.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it's like San Francisco. The earthquake leveled the city in 1906. It burned down, and they rebuilt it right over this major fault line.
Whoops. San Andreas.
And if they ever get an earthquake in that same area of the fault line, at the strength was 8.2, 8.6.
Strong.
Some of those buildings are not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. What's the Hurricane Center been telling us since I can remember back in the late 70s? We got to stop putting buildings on the beach.
Yep.
They'll be vulnerable to storm surge. In addition to the winds and the rain and everything else that comes with the kind of storm. In Andrew, with 175-mile-an-hour plus winds, my friends Jeff and Nancy lived in Kendall, which is several miles in from the shore. That storm scooped up sand from the beach and blasted the paint off their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Every speck of paint.
That's
how powerful that wind was.
It's hard to imagine how powerful.
Their cars were literally sandblasted down to the primer coat. Amazing stuff. It is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. Let's see how the roads are doing. 272-9228. Brent's joining us shortly.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the traffic this afternoon, and we see a very busy boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. It's real crowded between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway, also around the Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital area. If you're traveling on the interstates, we don't have any problems at this time. Just be careful and watch out. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, it looks pretty good as well. The crowd headed towards Wetumpka is pretty thick, so be careful around the river bridges, the shopping area, and when you get up by the casino. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhart Toyota. Go to ReinhartToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhart Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, 416. We will take a look at the thread we've got going. I mean, could anybody be surprised that an Alabama election official who was a disbarred attorney was in charge of Tuesday's farce? That election stinks.
Yeah.
It does. And I don't know about you, but so many people either messaged me or called the show They went to the polling place. The card they got in the mail told them to go. Then they were told to go somewhere else by incompetent election officials.
Really?
And then told, after going to the other place, to go back. That's BS.
Uh-huh.
And that, I'm sorry, that is a problem with the current administrator of the election process in this town. That puts a cloud over that result, in my opinion.
Well, Barron played something on his show, I think yesterday, an audio recording of the one that's supposed to be in charge. And he all but said, we have, this is new time, we've got to have, basically said they're going to elect a black mayor. Basically said it. And Barron's like, if I am David Woods' campaign, I'm immediately contacting someone in authority and going, you need to come down here and investigate this.
Yeah.
Feds, yeah. Something's wrong.
Yeah, that is, sorry.
Yeah, that's not right.
We've already been down this road, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Already been down this road. There's nothing novel about having an African-American mayor in any town. And Baltimore had a complete moron running that city, so they got rid of her and elected another moron in her place. It changed nothing. So cut the crap with that. We want a mayor that knows what the hell they're
doing. Yeah, we want the best person for the job. I don't care what he looks like.
Exactly.
Or she looks like.
Rant coming up next.
Hi, I'm Alice Askew with Alabama News Network. A former Stanhope High School principal and coach is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say 89-year-old Conrad Henderson was found unconscious near the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. His injuries are life-threatening, but last check, he is in stable condition. Hurricane Dorian is gaining strength in the Atlantic, and millions of people in Florida are being warned to be ready for its impact. Montgomery EMA has been notified that FEMA will begin staging vehicles and staff in Montgomery this afternoon. Be aware as you travel Birmingham Highway, this could cause heavier traffic than normal. Two young Montgomery sisters will be representing Alabama in a regional golf tournament in Atlanta. 8-year-old London Leonard and 12-year-old Lauren Leonard will be competing in the Regional Drive Chip and Putt Championship at the Atlanta Athletic Club September 8th. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
And here on the 14th anniversary of the show, a guy who's been part of it for more than half of that time, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald, who is joining us earlier than normal. But how nice to have you on with us to talk about yet another great day.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I mean, haven't we recouped all those losses from that bad day last week? Seems like
we have. Here's the thing. Yeah, and it's like what we've been talking about the last several weeks. You know, this is a worthwhile process that we're going through, and we've got to do it. And as I've said so many times, even the liberals are not saying anything about this. They know what's going on with the Chinese, and this has got to stop. So there's a lot more pain being inflicted on China than there is the U.S. But like yesterday when we were talking, we're hovering around the high watermark line for these markets. They just really don't want to go down. Now, of course, there is volatility. We've seen that. And we're going to continue to have volatility. But the interesting thing to me is how the Chinese are playing this. And you remember on, I guess it was Tuesday, when we started talking about the Chinese yuan, and I don't want to get too complex about this for the listeners, but there's two different versions, an onshore and offshore version. That offshore version, they started losing control of it. And the minute I saw that, I said, oh, man, they do not have a very strong position. You can control your local currency, but the offshore version is a much, much different story because that's controlled by the global markets, not just China. And the demand for dollars is so high around the globe, it's hard for them to defend their position. But anyway, I would just say that immediately 2 days later, here they are now saying, well, yes, we want to talk. And we're not going to retaliate anymore. We're going to be level-headed about it. And they're trying to act like they're being Mr. Nice Guy when, in fact, they're going through significant you-know-what because of this trade war. And that's why, you know, the president said today, hey, yeah, we're having talks on a much different level, and we feel like things are going to go quite well. And so you see it show up not just in the U.S. equity market, the Dow and the S&P, our broad-based indexes, but you also see it show up in the bond market and in gold. Those things, we finally had a reprieve of sorts, if you will. Gold down a little bit, bond yields starting to go back up a little bit. These are kind of all positive signs that maybe there's a little bit of traction here. Maybe there's something that's really going on. And, you know, so I don't think it's one of those situations where we get too excited or too giddy, but it certainly is a good sign that maybe we're headed in a different direction, and that on a short-term basis anyway, all of this saber-rattling is going to settle down.
It's, you know, again, a bit of a pattern. We've seen some dramatic downturns, but quick recoups. I mean,
well, we have. I think what the Chinese did, if you'll remember, and let's just hit the high points, because this is really important to me. Mm-hmm. You go back, they had a deal done. You remember that. This was several months ago. Chinese come to the United States. You got the entire economics team there ready to have their meeting. The Chinese were expected to sign off on a whole host of things. But then they come in and they redact practically 90% of the most significant points that the U.S. was negotiating on, and the whole thing broke down. And the thing you want to remember about that is that they wanted to test the resolve of President Trump. They wanted to see just how far he would go. And I think they realize now that he's willing to risk it all. I mean, he's basically pushed all his chips in the center of the table and said, you want to go? Do you really want to do this? We're going to do it. We are going to do it. And I think they're beginning to realize that now. And that's why they've kind of dialed things back and said, hey, yeah, let's talk and let's stop doing this. Because the pain, and when I say pain, I think you need to understand. I want everyone to understand, because dollars are flying out of China at a very, very fast pace. Mm. Capital is moving out, and this is not just, you know, sort of Chinese corporations. These are American companies. These are British companies. These are German companies, European companies that are really worried about the long-term landscape. And then, oh, by the way, you've got the Hong Kong situation that's still not over. Trust me, the Chinese government is waking up, and they're seeing what's happening with money flowing out. And most of that money is going, believe it or not, and we've seen it. All you have to do is look at the bond market. German bonds, negative yielding across their curve, and then we see what's happened in the U.S. Treasury market with bond yields coming down. And, of course, we have an inverted yield curve because our Federal Reserve really and truly doesn't need to cut rates, in my mind. If you're speaking from a U.S. domestic position, if you're thinking about it from a global perspective and a dollar perspective, then yes, they probably better cut. So they're going to middle it. They're going to play it down the middle. That's probably the right call. Mm-hmm. And I think what you see is the Fed probably comes down from a 2% target range to probably 1.25%, and that's enough. And then I think ultimately Trump's going to bend China over backwards going into 2020, and we're probably going to get a deal done before this election. That's what I'm beginning to think.
I already believe that China has probably taken a look at the field running against Trump and sort of resigned themselves to the fact there's nobody in that group that's going to beat him, mm-hmm. No matter how much media bleeding and everything else goes on. And also significant today, news that some of these deep staters are starting to pay a price for their actions, and that's only going to get worse in the days ahead. It's going to cast a pall over the previous administration. So it's certainly in their best interest to get a deal, and so it looks like they also save face. You know, they don't want to look like losers. And I don't think Trump wants to humiliate anybody either. That's not to anybody's benefit. Am I right on that?
Well, I think Trump will humiliate anyone, anywhere, anytime to meet his end goal or his end objective. And once that's done, yeah, it's going to be, hey, he's my best friend, mm-hmm. you know? And he'll go right back to that. And I think that's his M.O. And I think, to your point, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to embarrass him. And he doesn't necessarily want to gloat or, you know, run the victory lap. But he's going to excoriate them in the process, mm-hmm. until he gets where he wants to be.
Brad, we thank you for the analysis, and it's always more fun to talk on days when we see green in those numbers. Friends, if you have heard Brad and you want to put the wisdom of not only this man, but the team he is the front man for, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, it's an amazing group. make an appointment to sit down and talk about your future with them. That's all it is, a conversation, get acquainted, and talking about goals you would like to achieve and how you can achieve them in a painless way, really. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094, or for any questions you might have about money. This is the team that you want to work with at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, we're here tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, and you never know what's going to happen on a Friday, right?
That's correct, yes.
So we'll be calling in. And listen, you never know what's going to happen on a Saturday night. I mean, Auburn may beat the daylights out of Oregon. I may be calling the show at 9 o'clock and forget that you're not even there.
The Oregon Ducks?
Quack, quack. Yeah, so we need, what do we need? We're forgetting something. Very important. You need to hit the button. Mommy the Swami.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Timmy.
There you go.
There you go, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
Take
Brent.
Take care.
See ya.
All right.
What a guy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Now, 14 years ago, this thing started as the Greg Show on 1170 AM WACB, and the whole idea was a show about nothing in particular. Didn't want to get topical. I didn't know enough about Montgomery to be topical then.
Yeah.
Although what I'm learning this week after this election, not good.
This politics is so dirty in this state.
But we chose a Billy Preston song as our theme, and we started adding sound effects to it, and we're going to do that again 14 years later. How lucky am I to be able to do that 14 years?
Make a living at it.
Yes.
Great.
To be paid to have fun.
Yes.
I am
the luckiest
son of a...
Yep.
In the 36117 area code.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on your sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on your sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Years and they have yet to tell me.
All right, get up! Yeah!
Or you're fired. Thank you.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have.
Let's get nuts!
If you wanna be with me.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Who's your daddy?
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
You're brilliant.
Meathead.
I'm not trying to be your
I'm dying over here.
Cause that's even
good grief.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your
hot. Oh, that's hot.
Cause that mouth
nasty.
Is too low to see.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Thanks for calling.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I don't care.
And I'm not snuffing.
Bite me.
Believe you me.
You're so naughty.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumb bells.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Great.
Imbo the Nimbo.
Not a good-looking woman.
Beautiful. Boy, look at the time.
Well tied.
Go back to ISIS.
My story sucks.
Tell me how fast you the journey's over.
Uh-huh.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Get that finger out of here. You don't know where that finger's been.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Gotta have something.
Well,
if you wanna be with me.
That could have been.
You gotta bring me something, girl.
A contender.
Be with me.
Yeah. Could have been.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, well,
but it wasn't.
I was looking for this and lost it.
Oh, man.
Thought it was on page 10. Where did it go?
This is so stupid.
It was on page 13.
You guys suck.
We do.
Show us ball.
All right, Joey, you're fired.
What? Don't rope Terry and I into this.
What?
What have I got to do with this?
Yeah. You guys suck. Do Terry and I, Greg, do the roll call?
Nope.
No, we don't. We judge the roll call.
That's Joey Repellent.
Well, it's not working. How would you score yourself?
You're getting obnoxious.
And Leon's getting larger.
And Greg is shrinking.
Here's Gene. Let's behave.
Saved by the Gene.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I was just wondering, what are you going to do with that goose being down there in Miami?
What am I going to
do? Are you going to go get her?
Janelle?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that anything needs... 9.7. I don't think anything needs to be done. I don't think Dorian is going to impact her area directly.
You don't think so?
No, but I still want to go down there Wednesday. I still want to get down there, but you can't fly because they'll probably close the airports. They always do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
About at least 24 hours in advance of landfall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think if I take the back route on the west side of the state, Highway 19 down to 27, I might be able to do it. Might be able to take me a little bit longer, but
it's a good drive.
Then again, the other part of that is if they evacuate half the East Coast, everybody will be coming back. When I'm trying to get back here, that could be an I don't know.
You said it hasn't been since the 70s since you've taken the back route.
Since Highway 27, well, no, wait a minute, I'm wrong. The day my engine blew up, I had to go to Ocala, and it was right next to 27, so I took that route back here.
And so many things have happened to you.
That was 12 years ago.
Well, I was just worried about her.
I don't know. We'll wait and see. I mean, if I can go, I'll go. If it's dangerous, I won't.
All right. You be careful.
Thank you, Gene. Who else would we like to hear from that's been... Where's, you know, Mr. Trump on? He was my first caller on the show.
I don't know. His grandson's a hoot.
Oh, my God.
He's an entertainer.
But did you hear what he said yesterday?
Oh, what happened?
He's been in public school a week and no longer allowed to say Trump on or...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's our infested education system that our new mayor is going to fix, right?
Yeah.
I got news for you. With all this smoke this week, I will, I will ride the next mayor's ass for 3 hours a day if I see things get worse. If we're going to, you know, follow that path... I'm not going to go down without a fight.
Same here.
Oh, yeehaw.
Seriously. Property owners, especially middle-class property owners, here have taken it on the chin, man. We had, you know, everybody got hit in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But we have not had the bounce back here that other places have enjoyed. And one of the big reasons is fear. Crap education, and we don't need to spend any more money on it. We need to have some discipline and the balls to confront this social sickness. Because you know what fixed us up when we needed it? An ass whooping.
A belt coming off. Yep. You got it at school, then you got it when you got home, too.
Uh-huh. But now we get excuses.
Yep.
And we try to understand. I think there's been too much understanding.
Uh-huh. Couldn't agree more.
All right. If you need furniture for your home, let's say, you know, with football back this weekend, isn't that great?
Yep.
The chair you've been using to enjoy the games is getting a little weather-worn, kind of beat up. Sometimes that makes the chair more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it just looks awful. You've been spilling beer and pizza on it for a number of years. You're ready for something new. Now, between now and September 7th, get your keister over to Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings and take advantage of their kickoff sales event. They want you to have that great chair in time for the season about to begin. With discounts up to 50% off on so many selections. That's where we bought our latest recliner. You'll see it soon. It's great. It not only is super comfortable to sink into, but it rocks, swivels, and has a footrest. And, you know, you can set the angle. It's really nice. And we got it for less than $500.
Wow.
And free delivery in the Tri-County area through September 7th. Now, selection is enormous. I always say, wear comfortable shoes. You're going to have a lot to see. Amazing discounts and additional 10% off on red tag items at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Oh, not to mention those discounts, the tax discount you get by shopping there. They're in Elmore. So it's 8.5%, not 10.
Wow. It's a big deal.
Save all the way around. Bassett's Club level line is also in. So shop wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Potomka Highway, just past CAFCO. We've got traffic and weather together and Fox Business next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and it is extremely busy out on the boulevard this afternoon. Please be careful, especially around the interstate, the Atlanta Highway, and Vaughan Road. If you're on the interstate system, it looks like a great ride this afternoon. Just be careful and carry on. And if you're on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. It's starting to crowd up on some of the outbound routes, so be careful. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trent Upstate, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody, and boy, oh, boy, it's not very often that we enjoy a nice little break from the humidity over the summertime. Tonight, clear skies and comfortably cool for August. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66. You will definitely feel the difference. Tomorrow, look for more sunshine, still a dry day with tolerable humidity and a high temperature up to about 94, low tomorrow night, 69. Then, for the holiday weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity returns, and so does those random hit-or-miss storms here and there. Plus, we'll continue to monitor the future progress of Dorian. It's a hurricane that will have an encounter with Florida over the holiday weekend. But what happens to Dorian's track after Florida? We'll continue to watch it from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
On the Fox Business Network, on Wall Street, the major averages closing higher amid renewed hopes for progress in the trade dispute between the U.S. and China, led by gains in trade-sensitive technology and industrial stocks. With the Dow rising 326 points, the Nasdaq up 117, S&P 500 up 37. And after the closing bell, shares of Ulta Beauty plunging after the retailer reported earnings results missing Wall Street estimates and warned about industry-wide sales headwinds. And shares of Dell Technologies rising in the extended session after marginally beating Wall Street estimates for revenue, boosted by higher sales of its personal computers and cloud services. And it'll cost you a little more for a mortgage this week, with long-term rates ticking up slightly. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the 30-year loan rose to 3.58%, up 3 basis points from the previous week, but still near historic lows. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How to tell if you're an adult. If you gain 10 pounds by trying to eat healthier. On Friday or Saturday night, you'd rather sleep than go out. College students look like they're 12 years old. You have a favorite spatula. And you're always annoyed. Congratulations, you're an adult.
I say we stay and dance. I must have turned Siri on my lights again. It is 4:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our thanks to Rich Thomas for taking a chunk out of his afternoon to update us on Dorian and whether or not we'll be doing this.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God! I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my God!
They're probably starting to gobble it up in parts of Florida.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to bring something up real quick. Terry and I were talking about it earlier when you discover your surprise, pizza surprise.
Yes.
And I was reminded of it because of what just happened with your phone. Siri all of a sudden just turned on.
Yeah.
Did you see what Apple, Tim Cook in particular, the CEO, was apologizing for?
Was that eavesdropping or something?
Yeah, but not just at any old time.
Mm-hmm. You mean when?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopee.
Mm-hmm. Can't say I'm surprised. Ann Coulter has a funny column up. 1% chance that Comey is not a self-dramatizing fruitcake.
Well said.
A lot of questions about why Trump fired James Comey ever since he announced to NBC's Lester Holt, incomprehensibly, that it was his decision, while also citing, by my account, at least half a dozen other reasons. On Sunday night, that question was answered. We all owe a debt of gratitude to Comey for showing the American people why he was so badly in need of firing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the IG report today points that out. No, I think there's criminal referrals in there, but that doesn't mean Bard is not going to prosecute off that, but that's not the IG report that's going to be the most damaging.
Well, and also, if it's a ticky-tack violation, in my opinion, if you're trying to go after the former FBI director for you leaked things that might have had classified information, but they didn't really. And, like, you want to go after that guy for something you could actually get him on. He clearly leaked these documents, clearly gave it to his professor friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were worried there was stuff that was classified in it. Turns out it wasn't, but it's still against FBI policy. And the fact that he did this in order to create a public proceeding, in this case, a special counsel, is also very unseemly. And that's one thing the inspector general pointed out.
Yes, that and the fact that Comey's memos, indicate that the briefing of Trump on that Russian dossier was a setup. Senator Charles Grassley said today, Comey's self-serving abuses of power did great harm. No kidding, Chuck. When are you guys going to do something?
They're not.
Let's see. New York judge delivers Trump a win and orders Cohn to pay up. That's the lawyer that's in jail. I thought he was the righteous guy. And see, Michael Cohn lost a major part of his lawsuit against Trump. A New York State judge ruled Wednesday that Trump's former personal lawyer will have to be responsible for most of his own legal fees, dismissing most of the now incarcerated Cohn's claims in a lawsuit seeking $4 million. He's starting to rack up some wins finally.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still waiting for the big one.
Not going to happen.
Huh? Hmm?
Somebody sent me something. It's a photo of you.
Oh?
From last night.
Oh?
Oh?
Wow. With the...
Aren't you supposed to put the candles in the cake?
Sometimes. We didn't have a cake. We had we made the ice cream the cake.
This is what I'm talking about, Terry.
Oh, wow.
That great...
It's a great candid shot.
The great Bluebell salted caramel cookie.
Yes.
The new flavor they introduced. And we, I'm looking around in the system for some of the bits that we played going all the way back to day one. But first, here's Randall.
I must be living right, because this is the second time I've been in the shower and something amazing happened. The last time I was in the shower, and you put a picture on Facebook that we couldn't even, that you were tagged in for Miami. I was an old picture, but we didn't get to see it. And this time, you did an honorary 14-year roll call. And that, I don't care about that little, man, it was your 14th. I say keep going. I think y'all should have eased up on it today, man. Today wasn't a day to put into the fire.
Well, it was going well. I just messed up at the end because I wanted the "this is so stupid" and I went to the wrong page.
No, today was the day for him to rise to the occasion, Randall.
Anyway, and I'm gonna tell you, the putting the candles in the ice cream was genius. I mean, it worked out perfect, and he even let somebody else blow his own candles out. I mean, you can't get no better generosity than that. Ain't don't even want to blow your own candles out. Let somebody else get on that wish. I mean, that's what you call the love of the town. Cares more about the people than it does itself. Thank you for last night. I just wish my daughter could have been there. I enjoyed the mess out of it. I had a good time.
It was great, Jamie.
Man, it was a good time. All right, fellas. See y'all.
All righty. Thank you, Randall, as always. Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Greg, congratulations on another anniversary. Sure have enjoyed all the shows for all the years, man.
I'm very grateful for your support, man.
And you said something the other day I could not believe. I guess you said you were steaming Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. Now,
well, no, they're in the bag, the steamable Brussels sprouts.
But it doesn't matter. It's the principle that counts. You and I are the only two damn people in the world that steam Brussels sprouts. And because most people can't stand them, you have to admit. And very quickly, one afternoon, Sunday afternoon, when I lived down in Butler County, I steamed a whole bunch of fresh Brussels sprouts for these rednecks. And you talk about some ugly faces.
Ugly
scared
faces?
Scared the hell out of them, Greg.
Really?
They didn't know where Brussels was either. So I figured at that time there was no intelligent life there. I better move back to the city.
Wait, so it's wrong of me, Red Top, to blanch the Brussels sprouts, then you know, have them cut in half and like throw them in a skillet with some bacon grease or something?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. There you go.
And they're super good for you, but you know, rednecks will not eat Brussels sprouts. I'm convinced of that, so I guess I'm not a redneck, and I'm even more glad about that. Roll Tide, go Trump.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Red Top.
Man, that last sentence would blow so many people's minds up in, like, the liberal Northeast or Pacific Northwest. It's like, I'm not a redneck. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Hey, look.
Don't fit.
That pizza picture I put up on Facebook, I do look like I've lost a little weight there.
No, you really have. Like, I know I'd say you look good every day, and it's true. But, like, it's working. The keto's working.
And I owe it all to Jay Quellen.
Yeah. Well, and also, you're still doing the ISS stuff at Infusion.
Yes.
I think that's helping you, too.
I got to play. Did we play that yesterday, that call?
Yeah, you did.
You had the most amazing call about this new treatment available at Infusion. I'll do it next hour. I want Terry to hear this because this is something that's so state-of-the-art, so brand new, and it works. Let's go back, though, for this memory from our first show.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This is a nice bar. It's nice to be here with my friend, Sherry. Gosh, I haven't seen her in so long. She's really gotten fat. I wonder if she knows. Oh, she has to. She has a man gut. I love Sherry. Why does she have to be so fat? She could get lots of men if she dropped 100 pounds. Maybe 150. Jimmy would like her. Hey, stay away from Jimmy, Sherry. I'll cut you. Not really. We're friends. But stay away from him anyway. Jimmy doesn't like fatties. Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have thought that about her. I'll compliment her hair. At least that isn't fat. Can hair get fat? It's so nice to be here. I love my friend, Fat Sherry.
And that was another episode of
so
1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's the definitive minute inside a woman's head.
Very so true.
And that goes all the way back to day one, and then somewhere along the way, we had other moments that became treasured parts of this show.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Or close your eyes and remember Mystery Day.
It's here! My Mystery Day!
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery Day! Are you ready for your Mystery Day?
Joey!
Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your Mystery Day.
When you open the door, will your Mystery Date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud? Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your Mystery Date.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
And to moments of much more recent vintage.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, that when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
We were talking last night. We want to do an account of you want to know why T-shirt. We're just not sure how we if we put that on the front and under what and leading into what. But
good point.
Do you still have that moment when I was in elementary school or middle school? Maybe it all blurs together. But where I turned down that nasty, dirty drug dealer trying to push pot on me.
Oh, yeah, the Ninja Turtle thing or whatever it was.
Yeah. This one.
Hey, Joey, I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do?
Cake.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Chicken.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
Ooh, what a comeback. He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
I love that spot because it's very clear to me that Michelangelo is high.
Get a pizza.
Yeah. He's got the munchies.
Makes Cowabunga.
We'll look for some more blasts from the past in our final hour.
I want to hear some rants. Not live.
Oh, I've got the...
I want to hear some classic Greg rants.
All right, we'll pull the rants out. Somebody else that joined us last night for the celebration, great friend and a man who is, without question, the best at what he does in getting people a mortgage.
Ah.
And for those of you who are currently renting, I urge you, I beseech, I use that word very rarely, I beseech you to, you know where I learned that word? From the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
In one of their shorts called the Ghost Talks, where the spirit of...
I beseech thee.
Don't do it to me, gentlemen, I beseech.